The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, released a report which it says is based on science. It examines the relationship between hydraulic fracturing and drinking water. The report, Hydraulic Fracturing Drinking Water Assessment, was commissioned back in 2010. This as the surge in fracking fueled a boom in production of oil and natural gas. It says, yes, fracking does pose a threat to drinking water, and the agency identified 1,600 chemicals which are used in the fracking process. It concludes that 11% of these chemicals pose a threat to human health, and while chemicals used in fracking have been closely guarded industry secrets, the EPA says next month they will publish a database listing these chemicals. However, when we asked, they did not provide any insight into the relationship between clusters of health problems in areas with large numbers of fracked wells. Jeffrey Frithson is Associate Director for Ecology at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. He says the EPA followed the water cycle.
We defined a hydraulic fracturing water cycle that begins with water acquisition. Where do people get water to use for hydraulic fracturing? On to the second stage being that chemical mixing stage where water, chemicals, and proppants are brought together at a site to prepare the hydraulic fracturing fluid. On to the third stage, which is well injection, when hydraulic fracturing fluid is introduced into the well under pressure to frack the rock that's down below to release the product of interest, oil or gas. On to the fourth stage, which is produced water, that water that comes back out of the well when pressure is released. And then the final stage of the water cycle being, what do we do with that water? Wastewater disposal and reuse. EPA's study has been consistent. What we have done is to follow the water.
Frithson says impacts on drinking water were found in all stages of the fracking cycle, from water acquisition on through well injection through to wastewater disposal and reuse. But the EPA says they don't have sufficient information about the impact of spills of fracking fluids and chemicals.
Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of information on the ultimate fate of many spills. We do have some listing on spills that occur. We do have some listing that, and we do have evidence that spills of hydraulic fracturing fluids have reached surface water, and we have evidence that spills of produced water have reached groundwater. But we don't have good information from which to characterize the rates of spills here. There is some information that we bring together that shows a spill frequency rate of about 0.05 to 2% that have the potential to reach drinking water resources, but there's a large range on that and a lot of variation.
The report calls into question the integrity of some of the wells used in fracking. It found that about 0.5 to 1% of the wells are poorly constructed. When you consider that, according to a 2015 study, 1.7 million wells are in the U.S., that's at least 1,700 wells which may be leaking.
In most cases, there is a multitude of mechanical barriers, either the drill casings, the well casings themselves, or the cementing between the annuli of multiple casings that form barriers for fluids leaking from the inside of the well to the outside of the well and therefore having the potential to contact drinking water. It is where those barriers break down or are inadequate that we are most concerned about.
Other areas of concern are how fracking affects groundwater resources and the disposal of fracked and chemical wastewater, as well as unlined disposal pits. The report says impacts generally occur near drilling sites, and they range from temporary changes in water quality to rendering private drinking wells unusable. And while the EPA says their report is based on science, they may have bowed to political pressure. Back in 2015, they issued a preliminary report. It said fracking poses widespread systemic impacts, Now the report concludes fracking can impact drinking water resources under some circumstances. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is trying to line the EPA with fracking enthusiasts and climate deniers. You can read the EPA's report, Hydraulic Fracturing Drinking Water Assessment, by going to epa.gov. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.